So the Gemara picks up the opening words of the Bavli. It says, Tana Hecha Koi, which means the Tana, the teacher of the Mishnah, where is he standing? Which is a funny expression, but I think it means, like, what's his point of departure? Like, what's going on here? It's a little strange. Dikatani Me'imisai, that he starts as if he's in the middle of a conversation. And from when do you say Shema? Like, someone should have mentioned step one, say Shema. But up to that part of the story. It's like, seems like picking up mid-sentence here. Right? That's question number one, says the Bavli. Number two, Vesu, not only that, Maishna, why did it do something weird here? The Tani Ba'ar Vesperesha, why did it teach about the nighttime first? Listen to Shachas Beresha, why did it start teaching the morning Shema before the evening Shema? So that's a bit of a stretch, actually, like, why should it have? So Tosa says, explains that you see that by Karbanos, it says in the, for example, the Tamid offering, he talks about the Shalshach before the Ben Arabayim. And you, when you have Erev, usually Erev follows afternoon, follows morning. And that's certainly in human sensibilities, that's certainly like how we wake up in the morning, the day starts, and then it ends at night. So the Tana seems to be asking, the Gemara seems to be asking, so why did it do those two things? Why did it start mid-sentence? What happens at the beginning? Where's the context? And also, why is it saying in this, you know, mid-sentence? What's the background here? So the Gemara answers, Tana Akrakoi. He says the Tana's picking up where the verse left off. You know, the Torah says Bishachtcha v'kumecha, so you know that much, surely. So we're just finishing up, saying we're now defining exactly when is that, right? Dechsiv Bishachtcha v'kumecha. The Torah said, and you're lying down, you're getting up. V'achi Kitani. This is what he meant. This is what the Mishnah said, what it meant to say. Zman Kriyashma Shchiva Emas. What time is the Kriyashma you say when you lie down? We know the one that you say every night in the Pasuk, everyone knows that. Mishash Kohanim Nechnasim Lechavu Trumasan. From the time that Kohanim go into the Truma Ay from Tesu Kochavim. Approach number one. V'iboy Seima. This is now a second answer. Literally means, and if you want, I could say. So now we're going to address the question again. Just remember, we had two questions on the table here. We had question number one, Tanehecha Koi, what's the context? Where are we standing? Where are we holding? And number two, why did night come before day? So here, ostensibly, the Gemara is just addressing the second question, because it says, Yalech Mebriyasta Shel Olam. You learn it out from the creation of the world. Dechsiv, as the Torah said, Vayera Vayboker Yom Echad. It was evening, it was morning one day. So you see that Erev comes before Boker. So what other normal way to do it than everyone else in the Torah? The night comes before day. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's true, that the rule is day comes after night always, so then Seifa, what about the Seifa? The Seifa means the end. But here, the way the Tanaim looked to the Mishnayos, it was a whole parak together. I know we're broken up to sub-Mishnayos, but it means the end of the parak. Later on, like the next Mishnah here, Dikatani, later on it says in the Mishnah, talking about the brachas of Kriyashma, b'shacham avarach shtayim lefaneh v'achas l'acharah. In the morning around Kriyashma, you say two brachas before, right? Yotzer ma'oros and avar abba, v'achas l'acharah, and one afterwards. Gal Yisrael. U'be'erev, in the evening when you say Kriyashma, mavarach shtayim lefaneh, you say two before, right? That's Yotzer mariv aravim, excuse me, and avas olam, v'shtayim l'acharah, and two afterwards. You say emes v'una ad Gal Yisrael, the first one, and then you say hashkivenu. So, one second, focusing now on the point here, it said, first B'shachar addressed morning and then went to evening. So I thought the rule was, evening comes before morning, why is the mission switching now? So, listening to Arvus Bereisho, it should have then taught the evening part first. So the Gemara answers, no. Tana Pasach B'Arvus, it says it's true that the general strategy of the Mishnayos are to go, which is the normal way, you start out with evening, V'hadar Tani B'Shachris, and then deal with the morning. That's normal. However, it has, forget the strategic things, there's tactical issues. It's trying to get you to memorize the Mishnayos. You have a tactical concern. We're now on the topic of morning, because we're going to get to the topic of morning, so now let's not confuse ourselves, right? Adukai B'Shachris, once we're talking about Shachris, Pirish Mila D'Shachris, we continue talking about things that are Shachris, so you don't get confused. V'hadar Pirish Mila D'Arvus, and then we go back and address the nighttime issues. That's why the Mishnah did. Now, I want to say one idea here. That's pshat. Now, I do not intend to use this year as a particular platform for my Chiddushei Torah, but this, when I say something now, which is mine, but I think it's true, okay? The Gemara really bothers me. The Gemara bothers me for a few reasons. When you say Iboy Seima, if you want, I can give you a second answer. So, it has to be there's a problem with the first answer. And the first answer was, Tana, when he asked, where's the Tana standing, and what's the context, and it says, it's standing in the Kumecha, that's a good answer. It's clear from the Pesukim. Why did you bring this other seemingly irrelevant Pasuk to say to answer about day coming after night with Vayera Vayboker? It's a little strange. And second of all, the Iboy Seima is pretty darn weak because it only answers one of the two questions. So it seems like, what do you need the Iboy Seima for at all? Nevertheless, I think I want to say that this is this is pshat, unless you know something like heavy. And I didn't see anybody say this, but I think this is, I think Tana Hecha Koi is much more fundamental than the, if I had to answer the question, I would say, what's the Iboy Semen coming to address? But if the Pasuk is really talking about B'shach B'cha V'kumecha, then the Mishnah should have said, perhaps, Neimis Ekor Nishma B'shchiva. Why did it say, mention Erev, Arvin? And therefore, maybe the answer is, oh, the Pasuk of Erev and Boker. Maybe. That's, I guess, the best you can say. But I think something very fundamentally different is happening. I think the Mishnah is asking, when it says Tana Hecha Koi, we're saying, these are the first words of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Mishnah. Like, wait, it's like, don't start mid-sentence. What's our context here? And therefore it says, no, understand. There's, as we said yesterday, you know, you have to be mashlish. You have to do third. You have to know the Mikra and know the Mishnah. So it's assuming you know the Mikra. The Mikra is the Mikra, the Sikhmar in front of you. So where else to start up? But we left off. The Torah says, B'shach Kav Gamech. You know that much. Let's just define our terms. Therefore, not need to know. And therefore, that's where the Torah picks up. Ibo is saying something much more fundamental. It's saying, forget the issue of starting mid-sentence about Kriya Shema. It's saying, wait a second, why did the Tana start with the topic of Kriya Shema altogether? Like, why are we starting with this? Right? Well, this is the beginning, you know, it's Shtar Bereishis, Bar Elokim, you know, when the Rambam starts, it's a Yesodi Yesodos. Start with the Shem. So I think the answer is very clear. The answer is saying that where else, if we're talking about Torah Shabbat Pen, telling you how to live your life and what to do, where else is the most natural place to start but the beginning of everything, Kabbalah's Almachus Shemaim. The Torah says, Vayevei Boker Yomecha, there's a creator, Hashem created the world. So the natural response, the first line of the Torah Shabbat Peh is going to be, okay, so accept Hashem is Echad and Hashem is a creator, that's a normal place to start. And therefore, Tana Hecha Koi, Vayevei Boker. The Torah says the world was created by Hashem, so therefore the natural response is, step one, don't move on until you Kabbalah Almachus Shemaim, accept Hashem Echad and go from there. I think that's a pshat, but I didn't see anybody say it. Nice. Okay, let's go.